Hello, hello. Quick announcements. I don't like announcements. I know you guys don't either, but sometimes we have to do them. Isn't that true? I used to sit through church and I was like, oh, these announcements don't end. So I don't do many announcements unless I have to. So the censorship is tightening. And I'll share a little bit more as we go along, but it's going to be harder and harder to get correct information out, as you guys have been finding out. And they took one of our YouTubes down. I broke a guideline for telling the truth. Now, this was 2018, before the cough, and I was warning everyone about what was just because I've been studying, and I knew something was coming, and I just know one thing. Our body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, and the enemy wants to get in your temple, okay? And so we have to realize that we have to protect our bodies. And so many people think about a temple being way out there and there. Well, in the New Testament, we are the temple. We are the temple. And the enemy would like nothing less than to put a chip or to change you, to alter you any way that he can. And you say, oh, people wouldn't do that. Well, we're in the, the enemy loves to be God of this world, and we need to know our enemy. And that's what I want to talk about. If you don't know who your enemy is and what he's trying to do, you're not going to be protected, because you're going to just trust. And I used to be the most naive person, and I trusted everyone. And I found out there's a devil loose, and sometimes he gets in people, and sometimes he lives as a god of this world. So we have to know our enemy. So I want to just say subscribe to our backup channels. Roberta Morrison 2 on YouTube, we need to build that channel out. I don't push that much, but we need to, because now we're on a radar, which we have been. We've been going through some things. I'm not going to go into that. And then we're also on Vimeo, right, Mark? We on Vimeo still? Yeah, so go to the website, livinginhispresence.org. And I'll say that, livinginhispresence.org. And if for some reason I disappear, and sometimes they're not even giving you strikes anymore, they're just taking you away. And if you can go back to the older ones, even when this one from 2018 they took down, we put pieces of it back up, because there were a lot of good things. And it was just like I was fearless back then. I was just like, now we have to kind of censor ourselves, because we know there's things that we can and cannot say. But I know if there's one, there might be more that are going down. So just a real alert. We are in a different day, and it's going to be harder and harder, as we know the persecution, and we know some of my friends that are going through this with all their channels. And I just am so thankful that these people still fight to stay on. Especially YouTube is the one that most people watch. But it's also going to be the one, I believe, that's going to be a lot targeted, and they control it. So we'll stay on as long as we can. But go to our website weekly, livinginhispresence.org, and we'll have a YouTube on there if you can't find it on YouTube. A couple of other things. This is an email from Florida, and thank you from Australia. I love that, and from Scotland. And I just wanted to share this because a lot of people are going through this. They're finding out that also they were into deceptive movements. And I just want to say, because I beat myself up so much for how could I have been deceived by that, and why did I sit under this teacher and all that, because we were brainwashed. They did it over and over and over, repetition, and we were brainwashed. So yes, we fell for it, but we trusted our leaders and the big talking heads at the time in the churches. And she said, it took 3 years and lots of God moments to open my eyes, watching you and others in the Holy Spirit, showing me and learning a lot about narcissism and spiritual abuse to finally leave this church. I won't mention it. Now I'm recovering, and it'll take time. And then she said, my heart and my mind are being detoxed. Been reading my Bible so much. Now I'm going a small, simple, loving church. And that's what I say too. If you have a loving group, it might not be the time to allow other people to come in your group that you don't know. Know who you're fellowshipping with, okay? And I want to kind of say something funny here. Someone gave this a Hoya plant to me last week, and some of you don't know what that meant, so I want to explain to you what this Hoya is all about. And I just want to say the Hoya is growing. The Hoya is growing. And you'll understand what that means. I'm going to read this to you. It's something I've been preaching on for years. It was election time, and a politician decided to go to a local reservation. And I'm just doing this for all this whole video is for teaching and learning only, okay? No offenses. To try to get some votes. They all met in the council hall to hear the speech. The politician had his finale all worked up. I promise better this. I promise better that. I'm not even going to go to it because we can all add in what we're hearing today. One of the ones I heard, I'm going to stop males from being in females. Well, they've already been doing it for a long time. Sorry, too late. I promise this. I promise that. The crowd went wild shouting, Hoya, Hoya, Hoya. I promised gambling reforms. Hoya, Hoya, Hoya. Better taxes. Hoya, Hoya, Hoya. After the speech, the politician wanted to get out. He said, that was such a great group, you know. He said, I want to look at the cattle, so can I get a little closer look? And the chief said, be careful not to step in the Hoya. So I say there's a lot of Hoya going around. This is a political year, so expect the Hoya to grow, right? Hoya, Hoya. Okay. So I want to give you some things that are very important. Very important. This is a very important one, and I'd like you to share this if you can while we can. And we're going through destabilization right now, and we're going through controlled demolition of many countries. They're bringing down one era, and they're bringing up. They have to get rid of the old to bring in the new, build back better, the Great Reset, all that. We've heard it. Well, there's a book that's been out for ages, and it's called The Art of War. And the rules of war, I just want you to think, are we going through any of this? They cut off supply chains. They hit fuel lines. They destroy wealth. Disarm citizens. Affect transportation. Silence important communications. I have tried to get emails to some of my friends for months and months and months, and they never get them. I don't know if you're experiencing this, but there is a lot of strange things going on with trying to share truth with people. Don't think it's just you. It's happening to all of us. Another one is, this is still in the arts of war. And why do we say this? Because the Bible says in Ephesians 6:11, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We're in a war. We've been in a war. It's been a spiritual war, but it's also manifesting so much now in the natural. And we have to know our enemy so that we know what's going on. So many Christians, like I used to be, I never watched anything. I just would go to these meetings every single, I lived in this building. I don't know if you guys did that, but back in the day, that's all you did. And you don't know anything that's going on in the world. Well, we need to have teachers, leaders, whatever you call yourself, explain that what's really going on. And you need to know if the person you're sitting under is good or bad. You have to know if they've sold out or not. So they create diseases. And so I'm going to share with you what X means. I had this on file years ago, and I dug it out. I dug some of this stuff out that I've had. It's time to share it now. They create diseases. They cause strife and divisions. This is about rules of war when they want to take down a country. Insert lies, confusion, and propaganda. We're going to go over what propaganda is again. And then they come in and they make themselves look like the savior. Okay, that's the rules of war. Create the problem, the reaction, then bring a solution. So what is this X? I've heard this could be released next year. Who knows? We're only going to say what we know. We're not insiders, so we don't know exactly when or how, but we should know the plans. And just so you know, these plans have been going on for a long, 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 long time. And when I started studying this in 2016, I thought it would happen right away. And that's kind of what happens too, is you kind of, when you start seeing things, you think, oh, this is going to happen. It takes a long time for things to happen. But we are in a role right now. We're in a role where they're trying to bring in a transformation. And that's what this X symbol is. Now, this is for teaching purposes only. Okay, so this is, X is an ancient symbol that was used back then, and it's still used today. If you don't know about signs and symbols, you're missing a lot, because you'll know them by their symbols. I do have a YouTube on that, and that just barely scratched the surface. But X is an ancient symbol for change or transformation, and they believe, Revelations 9:11, the sign of the end, they believe of the coming of their Messiah, who shall make all things new, wage war on Christians, and exalt their man king. X is a sign of the Egyptian sun god, Osiris. It's a sign of Lucifer. It's also a sign of many other gods. There are too many to list. The sun god has many different names. X has a long history of use in the ancient mystery religions and is used to this very day. Today's youth have been called Generation X. We have the Xbox, the X-Files, the X-Men, X-Mas. We have just about, if you look around, you're seeing the X's everywhere. And now we have what they're calling Disease X. X is a symbol of transformation, their tree of life, and a redefinition to come. So it's change. X is also a tumbling cross. This was a huge file I was reading through, so I'm just summarizing all of it. X is a tumbling cross, or a cross performing a somersault. It represents Antichrist in nature. You can find the X on walls of ancient Egyptian walls, temples, and pyramids. The sign of Osiris, the sun god. The pharaohs had their legs crossed even in burial as a devotion to Osiris. And you'll see a lot of their, and even movie stars and even certain preachers are going to do all this on purpose. This is showing and honoring the sun god. Osiris, the all-seeing eye, you've seen the all-seeing eye? That's the watchful eyes on every single $1 bill, honoring the god Osiris. Queen Elizabeth has an X on her crown. I just picked one out. There were so many different people that have the X's on their crowns, and the popes and all that. It's a big thing. X is a big thing for them. X is the intersection of the two opposites. It's also a new order through destruction. And they believe everything has to be destroyed to bring it back up, or the phoenix rising out of the ashes. X is the sun god who was slain but rose from the dead, being pierced back together by his beautiful queen, Isis. Where have we heard that before? So that's the brief history. And then Ezekiel 8:16 says, the inner court of the Lord's house, they had the people that were supposed to be ministering to the people. The 25 men had their backs towards the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east. And they worshiped the sun towards the east. And I've heard people say they're bringing the west down to bring the east up. The pagans worshiped the sun as a god. And they still do. Look at some symbols and you'll always see the sun. You'll see the sun, the half moon, you'll see stars. The whole thing about stars is also very pagan. You worship the stars. The stars, I don't care if it's famous sports people or famous actors, they're influencers. They used Elvis back in the day. Everyone is afraid to get the polo, you know what? So he got it. So then everyone else got it. So they're influencers to herd you to do things. Just need to know that, because you need to know what's going on. The pagans worship the sun as a god. It's forbidden by God to worship the sun, the moon, and the stars. So what is that? They do the absolute opposite. Everything is inverted from what God does and says. They do the absolute opposite. So we are to worship the God who made the sun, not the sun itself. Romans 1:18-21. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and they worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator. So this is the world we live in. And we're becoming more and more that we don't fit in this world, do we? Now, I did some studying, and I'm just going to kind of go through some of these notes to get this in. When they destabilize a nation, we can call it controlled demolition, there's a few things that happen. And this isn't just happening in our country, it's happening in a lot of the ones that you're living in also. And just see if any of these things apply to your country or what you're going through. Expand government spending to get rid of the country's money as wastefully as possible. Do you know what our debt is in America? Wasn't it 30-some trillion? 34? 37 trillion? Expand the government spending to get rid of the country's money as wasteful as possible. Higher taxes. Higher taxes. And I could say higher taxes. Inflation of our currency. This is what happens when they're moving things around. Control of prices, wages, and material to supposedly combat inflation. Create increased control of our economy and of our everyday lives. More control. Big control. Elimination of borders. This has been something I've studied for years. They want... Now, this is a Hoya year, okay? So we knew there was going to be a lot of chaos because that's what happens, right? And why haven't they done anything with the borders 3 or 4 years ago? Why now? That's a question. Why now? I'm not going to say any more on that subject. Elimination of borders, lines of states. This is what they do to countries that they're destabilizing. Educational system has taken over. Constant hammering of certain terms for your safety. Freedom. Peace. They keep saying this. The country surrenders to its free will. Actually, they surrender their freedom because they're afraid. Something happens where a lot of these countries just surrender. All of a sudden, they're surrendering. Create a civil war with military might. Everyone's talking about war right now. Everyone's talking about war in every country, almost every country that I get emails from, they're talking about it. They're not getting their food they used to get. The food tastes funny. The food costs a lot. Supply chains are going down, blah, blah, blah. Now, George Orwell, he wrote one of the enemy's strategies over 70 years ago in the book 1984 and others about doublespeak, doublethink. If one is to rule, they need tools to hide their evil from this people. They must dislocate the senses of reality, always living in some kind of a false world. And how do we get our false world? We just are fed media, aren't we? Propaganda. We'll come back to that. By using the media to create the reality for them. The agendas will be hidden behind many fronts. I'm just quoting George Orwell. The agendas will be hidden behind many fronts to prevent people seeing the changes as they occur. The fronts are religious, economic, military, political, medical, etc. The medicine will make people sicker, depressed, obese. The Bible calls it pharmakeia, or sorceries. The so-called cures will be more poison. Let me say that again. The so-called cures will be more poison. And that's why my video was taken down. They're threatened by truth. Another tool, opposites are created within so both sides are controlled. So there is no opposition. Control both sides, pretend that you're good, and then it's called controlled opposition. The best way to control opposition is to rule it yourself. I've taught messages on that. This is still from George Orwell. The plans are always hidden in plain sight. We call it predictive programming. Okay, so what is propaganda? Propaganda is always used to destabilize. It promotes one idea while downplaying or ignoring the big picture. You can go read Revelations 20, 1 through 3. Mass deception. Always pinning the blame on scapegoats to direct people's anger towards. always got to have an enemy. They always have to have an enemy so that they can get their rules and their laws passed. And if there isn't an enemy, they create one. Heavily emphasis on manipulation, using any means to accomplish its agenda. Through fear, they can manipulate your emotions. In churches, they manipulate you to give. They manipulate you. They put a carrot in front of you, and you have to give to this apostle, and you'll get the apostolic anointing. You have to give to this prophet, and you'll have the... All of this stuff is also used in churches. It's a deliberate brainwashing to shape and mislead the public to a direct response that furthers the goals of the propagandist. The result, the public opinion and behavioral change. They hear something so many times, repetition, 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 that it changes their behavior. And I saw this, what happened just 4 years ago. People didn't use common sense. They kept hearing stuff on the news, hearing it, fear, fear, fear. They didn't use common sense anymore. I have to stand 6 feet away from you. Why 6 feet? Why couldn't it have been 7 feet? Oh, it had to be six because that's ritualistic. Did a message on that. Go back through my old stuff because I don't know if I could re-preach it anyway. I don't have the energy for it all. But the information is spun and it's very one-sided. This is propaganda. One example, weaponizing fear and directing anger towards certain groups. Pit the whites against the blacks. Pit this against this one. It's always got to have division. Because if we united, we'd see what's happening to us. So they keep us divided, and that's the old saying, divide and conquer. Propaganda promotes particular ideas. In Latin, it means sow. Sowing. What is it? Sowing tares. Sowing doubt. Sowing fears. It's negative and dishonest. The synonyms are lies, distortion, deceit, manipulation, mind control, brainwashing, and psychological warfare. It's spin and news management. It uses truth, half-truth, and limited truth. That's why it's so confusing. And that's why it's hard to tell if somebody is really a truth teller, because they do tell some truth, and they tell half-truths, and all of a sudden they'll spin you to something that they want you to herd you into. It's the abuse of persuasion and clever deception to win over and convince and convert. Manipulation of the mob by the controllers. Using symbols and slogans, disinformation, false, incomplete, or misleading information. That's what's called propaganda. And all wars are propagandized. They make a lot of money on war. We don't. We lose people. The effects of war are absolutely horrible. My grandpa, who I never met, he died the year I was born. He was in, what do you call those camps? Oh, I can't think of the word right now. But my cousin Dale was telling us about how come he died. He was in those camps and they put him under that. He lost his lungs. I can't think of it right now. But the abuse that he went through from World War I, the gas chambers. Thank you. Yes, he was put in the gas chambers. And when my cousin was telling me this, he just wept. And this is how many years? He's a lot older than I am. And I did not know that. But I went through seeing my dad through World War II in warfare, fighting, combat. And they're never the same. And we just pray. We don't want our children or grandchildren to have to go off into these wars. And then in closing, I want to share, Jesus said, beware of the leaven of Herod. Again, Herod is the Hoya. And why haven't we heard this in our ministries and church? It's in the Bible. Beware of it. Beware of politics. Beware of it. It's one way they manipulate you. It's one way they get you to, sometimes it's vote for the lesser of the two evils. I don't worry about what they disagree on. My concern is what they agree on. And what they're agreeing on, these paths lead to sustainable development, United Nations goals. Everybody's got to study that. I've done messages on that as well. Very depressing. I've went and studied into 2050. Yeah, it's true. You're just starting to hear they don't want you to have your own gardens. Okay, it's going to take them a while to get there, but that's one of their goals. Because if you have your own garden, you give off too much carbon, 5 times more. If you travel, if you, this stuff, when I first started it, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. I was just like, and I put the books down that I read, and I'm like, I'm not even going to talk about that. I'm not even going to read that. And now we're seeing, I was like, that all, that's all part of their, so I'm all saying that the Hoya gets what? What do they agree on? What are they agreeing on? Well, I'm telling you one thing. They want to get more stuff in your temple. They want to bring transhumanism. That is their goal. Mix iron and clay. The Bible warns us about that, right? So beware, beware, beware. Know who your enemy is. And know the leaven of Herod. It doesn't matter what they argue over in politics. What do they all agree on? Follow these goals. Follow these agendas. 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the god of this world. And the Bible says that evil men are going to wax worse and worse. We have lived a lot of good things, but we have been in a lot of brainwashing, even through school. For even us, as we have lived through our life, we've been told a lot of lies. You know, I thought it was very interesting that the, NASA? Their patches had X's on them. Isn't that interesting? Just thought I'd add that. So when anyone is propped up and supported by this system, who are their talking heads? Right now it's Taylor. Yeah. You guys have no idea who it is. So when anyone is propped up and supported by these systems, they've sold out. They've sold out in some fashion. Hollywood, politicians, sports. What are they going to get you to do? What Elvis did back in the 50s? Because if they do it, it must be right, right? They're going to herd you into something. Now, it's going to cost, and it is costing, and it has cost me to tell truth. But if I get emails from you guys, I can keep going. I just need a few emails. And then we found a letter in our P.O. box today that was opened. And so are they messing with our mail? I don't know. But things are changing because they want to stop. That's their only fear. When I was reading through all this stuff, they don't want people to know the truth. So truth tellers, if you have a pastor or a leader that tells you, appreciate them and do not take them for granted, because the price to tell truth is going to become very brutal. And people are going to disappear overnight. And that's why I say come to our livinginhispresence.org website. And I know it's a little work to go there. Push a link or something. But we're going to have to do things that we're not comfortable with because things are changing and they're changing fast. And this is going to be a big Hoya year like none other we have seen. And they're already doing it in the NFL commercials and stuff, the symbolism. Yeah. A lot of you don't know what the heart is. Half man, half woman, united. That was always my favorite little emblem. I just loved that. But you don't understand what their symbolism tells you who they are. Didn't you guys love the hearts? And they're not going to take that away from me. But I'm just saying, they have a symbol for everything they're doing. And we've been deceived. That's their language. And so once you, I just know a few symbols, but I listened to this one guy. He went off YouTube years ago. And he studied symbols. And I was just like, he's the one that said that. I was like, I had no idea. So you have to know that these big propping heads are not for the people. And then when they say, oh, this is for the people, it's not for the people. Jesus is for the people. Amen. Being a Christian is for the people. And just because they say they're a Christian, look at their fruits. By their fruits, you shall know them, right? Our Savior is Jesus. He's the only one that's going to save us, right? So I hope this isn't too heavy for you, but the leaven of Herod operates through agendas. You have to know who your enemy is. We've been in a war, but the war is increasing. They want to bring more and more into the transhumanistic brain chip. And remember, I always said they have two plans. One is to tell the public what it's really for, or what it's for, and then what they're really using it for. You're not going to know what it's really. There's so many things that are happening so quick. But we're not afraid because we have the Lord, and this world is not our home. But he doesn't want us to be deceived. We have to know right now that the West is shaking. The West is being destabilized. The bills are going up. So, you know, get out of debt. Do everything you can to not buy things you don't need. And buy things you need. Amen. And prepare yourself. Father, we thank you that you always reveal truth. You are the way, the truth, and the enemy hates truth. But Father, we thank you for the people watching, whatever country they're in. I just thank you, Father, for peace and comfort, and that maybe this connected a few dots for people, the newcomers coming, or people that don't know what's going on. Lord, I just pray they'd have the courage to share this while we still can share things, and that it would bring great comfort and peace for people that have had their heads stuck in the sand and don't even realize what's going on, and that we will not be deceived. And we thank you for our temple, that you live in our temple. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Word of God. In Jesus' name, everyone said?
We had a glitch with our Stripe online giving at www.livinginhispresence.org. You may not have received an email notification during this time for your giving. It has since been restored. Thank you for your patience. If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison, her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.